Our reading today will be just a short reading, but we'll try and link it up with some other things. And we'll be looking at the story of Martha and Mary. And this is in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. And if someone is there, you are welcome to read for us.
As they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.
Amen. And maybe we can just connect it to John chapter 11, the book of John, and we'll try and tie it up together. John chapter 11, and let's read from verse 1 to 6. John chapter 11, 1 to 6, yeah.
Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was.
Okay. Can you connect it with from verse 32 to 37?
Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept.
Yeah.
Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?
Okay, then jump to John chapter 12. Read the first three verses.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of ointment.
Amen. Maybe just read it up to 7. I think it's very sweet. Up to 8, yeah.
And said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag, and bear what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone. Against the day of my burial, has she kept this? For the poor always ye have with me, but me ye have not always.
Amen. Now the beauty of God's word is that it's so interconnected, and the reason I want us to read all these portions is I want us to see this family that became friends with Jesus. You understand? And when we start from there is that when they go to that village, which was Bethany, which was near Jerusalem, Martha opened up her home. Now, Martha was, she loved serving. And the contact point actually for them to meet Jesus was actually Martha. And she must have been a generous person. And Jesus was passing by, like, please come to my house. And she starts serving. I mean, preparing the food, looking for the chicken, looking for the water. I mean, whatever they're going to eat, bread. And she had every right to make preparations. Sorry. Every right to make preparations because she was receiving the Messiah. And you can imagine with his disciples, Jesus did not travel alone. Jesus traveled with his 12 disciples and maybe other people. So definitely there was a lot to do. There was a lot to serve. There was a lot to prepare. And the Bible says that she was distracted. Sorry. She was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. But now we see Mary. I believe Martha was older. And you know, in every home, you have these two sisters. If you have two sisters, there's one sister who is very good in the kitchen, who is keen at ensuring everything is in order, right? Then you have the sister who loves entertaining the guests and supervising those in the kitchen. You know, someone will be like, as in like, even you can know that this one, you go and sit with the visitors because you're not doing anything here. You're not doing anything here. You're not making a difference. You're just talking. You're just tasting the chicken, you know, tasting the soup. This salt is not enough. But you see, Mary was not even in the kitchen. Mary decided to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to Jesus. And you can imagine how it looks. Of course, it didn't look good for culturally, even for a woman. I mean, you would expect the woman to be helping in the kitchen. And Martha comes to Jesus and says, Martha, Jesus, don't you care? Don't you care that my sister is not helping me? You see, especially as Christians, as leaders, as people who are serving God in various fields, you know, whether we are ushers or pastors, or we can very much be distracted by good things, distracted by preparations, distracted by service, which is a good thing. You can find there are ushers who don't even know what was preached, or they are busy just taking care of people that they don't even listen to the sermon. Or Sunday school teachers, when Sunday school teachers, they leave, they kept serving, but they didn't even hear any sermon. It's only the sermon they prepared for the children, which is what they're fed. That's why there are churches that have focused that the main service has to be for everyone. If you want to do Sunday school, you do it after the main service. Everyone to receive the same word. Huh? But anyway, that's besides the point. Sorry. The point I'm making is, it is easy to be distracted by good things, by service, by preparation, and miss the core thing. Likewise, also, it is also easy to be distracted by bad things. She was worrying and she was upset. Those are two things that were happening. She was worried and she was upset. Now, the service is not a bad thing. But the warring and the anger, the response was not good. Why? Because worry is a sign of fear, is a lack of faith. It is easy that we can maybe go through a challenge in a week and our first response is either we fear or we worry. Like, let's say you're supposed to move to another place and you can be focusing on preparation, which is okay. Okay, I'll pack this, I'll pack this, I'll pack this. Or you can be like, now, where will I stay? Who will take care of me? Who will receive me? What if the place is not good? What if my boss is difficult? What if, you know, you can be worrying and then you can also be angry. You're like, now this person has not helped me. Now this has not happened. Now, Martha was going through all that. And Jesus is like, Martha, Martha, you are worried about so many things. But only one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that which is better. Now, what does this tell us? It tells us that we have a choice what to respond to and how to respond to the Lord. Despite of everything that needs to be done, you must set aside a time as a person that you actually sit to listen to Christ. Despite your busyness, have a moment, have a time in your day where it is you alone with God. Because unless you establish a time where you can sit at the feet of Jesus, and there are things that happen at the feet of Jesus. One is listening to his word, which is we've read. Number two that we've looked at is worship. And the Bible says that when Martha was like, Lord, if you had been here, the Bible says only Mary fell at the feet of Jesus and worshipped. Look at the difference between Martha and Mary. Martha is focused on opening a house, serving, all that. But Mary is concerned with intimacy. She's actually concerned with a relationship. And that's why you see that when their brother dies, all they do is send a word. Your friend is at well. And you ask yourself, wow, Jesus, instead of coming, he stays 2 more days. But he says something, this sickness shall not end in death, but it shall be for the glory of the Lord. You see, our intimacy with God leads to us to have a confidence that we can call upon him when we're in the day of trouble. Do you know days of trouble come when it is unexpected? It's like labor pains. Eh? You don't know any time it will just break forth. Of course, you're expecting, anticipating, I mean, I'm almost time, but it can happen at 6 months. And you just see either water or blood coming down and you're like, uh-oh. If it's at night, you'll just be like, honey, 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 wake up. There's water. So you see that trouble comes anytime, but what gives you the confidence that when you face trouble, that you have someone that you can call? That is Christ. That is the confidence that we have. That's why the Bible tells us that you can boldly come to the throne of grace, and ask for mercy and grace for our time of need. When they were in need, they quickly sent the word, Lord, the one you love is sick. And Jesus came. And Mary worshipped. And when she worshipped, Jesus was moved. And asked, where have you laid him? Where have you laid him? And Lazarus is raised. Then, I want to connect with the giving. You know, when Lazarus is raised, the reason why the Pharisees were angry is because there is the evidence of this man was dead. He's seated there. So they are like, we have to kill Jesus. Because there's some evidence that, testimonies that no one can doubt this is the hand of God. Someone was dead 4 days in the grave, comes out, has to be untied because they really tie people. But the power was enough to bring him from the bed where he was laid, bring him to the mouth of the cave, and then... Of course. No, you know all the superstitions, yeah? Yeah, so that if you are tied, even if you want to wake up, stay dead. Eh? If you are dead, you are dead. Stay dead. Eh? But the power was enough to pull him out and bring him even to the mouth of the cave. Then they say, untie him. Then what does Mary do? Remember, it's not even Martha. It's Mary. Just see the worship. See the worship. Again, Martha is serving. She still has not learned. It's not a bad thing to serve. But if you miss being at the feet of Jesus, you miss it. You miss it. Mary decides to go and bring an expensive perfume. And they say that this perfume that she had, it was so expensive in that when something is worth 1 year's wages, you know, when you're given your contract and you're told... You can imagine, right? When you're given your contract and you're told your contract is worth this, and you're like, eh? But you never touch this money. Some of it all goes in taxes and all those things, right? But it's a year's wages. And I was listening to a preacher describe it that the perfume came like from either the Asia, as far as India or something like that. And the traders will have struggled, you know, I mean, animals, whatever, to get it to you. That's why it was so expensive. And it was tied in a bottle. It was closed up in a bottle that for you to use it, you will have to break it. And once you've broken it, that's it. And it was like preserved for like wedding. Like the most special event, because it's so expensive that you... that you only break it once. And that's it. And to Mary, she was like, I'm giving you my best. Like what I would have preserved for my own wedding, that I have saved up for my own wedding, is what I'm giving you. And the Bible tells us that, of course, Judas was like, hey, this would have given the poor. But of course, he's not concerned with the poor. He was stealing. And you see, it's funny. People are always concerned with what people give. And you'll wonder why. They themselves say, no, this money should have been given to the poor. But their heart is not for the poor. Their heart is like, it's jealousy actually. How can someone give all this? They must be mad. They must be what? But this was a lady who, one, was grateful for the master, grateful for her brother's deliverance, bringing forth to life. And I think there's also another part where it says that she was delivered from, I think, 7 demons. Huh? And she knew that her place of deliverance is at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible says that leave her alone. Everything that she has done will be remembered. It will be spoken of. And that's why even today we speak of what Mary did. And she was on time because she spiced the body of Jesus before his burial. You see, when the women were going to put spices on the body of Jesus, he was already resurrected. They never got the chance to do it. But Mary was right on time. She did it before his burial, and the body of Christ was perfumed. So there are things that we learn about Mary, and I just want us to think about ourselves and reflect and ask ourselves, what are the things that distract us, good or bad, that prevent us from actually spending time with the Lord? We call it QT, quality time. ask yourself, what is it that is actually preventing you or stopping you from actually spending quality time with God? And why should you allow anything, no matter how busy the emails are, no matter how much work it is, that can actually block you from finding time to either be in God's presence, to be in church, or to actually spend time alone with God? And you must you must make a commitment that nothing should ever come in the way of your intimacy type with God. And no one has that right to do it. That's one thing I always committed and purposed. And that's why you must even time. How do you purpose to know that this time is not for myself? This is time for with me and Christ. This is time for to sit at the feet of Jesus. That for me is what I see as a lesson. And I believe the heart of God is not really after servants. God's heart is actually for worshippers. God's heart is actually for people who are just sensitive to just sit at his feet, worship, cry to him, pray to him, and listen to his word. That is the heart of God. And service is not a bad thing. But we must not serve and forget that we need to be fed by the Master. And for me, I think that's just a simple message that God put in my heart, that to ask myself and also to you, where am I getting distracted? It's okay, thank you. What is my distraction, and what do I need to do to come back to that secret place, to come back to that place of being at the feet of Jesus and to listen to him? Yeah, I think that's where I'll stop for today. And you're much welcome to reflect on. And yeah.